Hello, and welcome to Her Mighty Surrender. This is Therese Piccola. Today I wanted to talk about something that just came to me in kind of an extension of the conversation I had recently with being hurt by something and kind of internalizing it and having a little bit of an identity crisis. And I want to talk a little bit more about where that comes from and just some things I wanted to point out about secrets and lies and the enemy. Before we get started, though, let's go ahead and pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, united with your mystical body, the Church, and in union with all the choirs of angels in heaven, we gather to praise, adore, and glorify you. Before time, you existed co-eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Through you, all things were created, the seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and angels. The cosmos and all it contains was created by the Father, through you, and in the Holy Spirit. Nothing would exist without you, and nothing remains in being without you. You alone have dominion over every created thing. To you, then, our Lord and Master, we raise our voices in prayer and supplication. Watch over us and keep us safe in your care. By your power over all things, render deaf, dumb, blind, and utterly impotent any and all evil spirits who would seek to harm us. By the power of your most precious blood, purify and sanctify us, this podcast and all who hear it. Grant that the words, thoughts, ideas, and movements of our hearts shared in this program may glorify you, the one true God, and help us grow in virtue and holiness. Heavenly Father, your boundless, relentless love for us is made manifest in the incarnation of Jesus, your Son. Through him, you have expiated our sins and claimed us as your own. Please hear and grant our prayers offered to you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I in preparing for this podcast today, if I can say prepared, I don't know that I'm really fully prepared for this one, but I thought I needed to write down a list. So I think that many of us in our lives have dealt with lies that we've believed. A lot of times, even as young children, whether it comes first as don't tell anyone, it's a secret type of situation, or a lie about that you create about yourself due to a secret even. I think that not everyone who has this, has lies, or secrets is going to obviously have the depth of suffering that that someone who has to go through an exorcism would. But I think that it's very important to acknowledge that in our lives, the evil one is always pushing against goodness. He's always pushing to weaken us and to make us feel unloved and less than, that God is not the center of our lives. And he does this through various ways. And I think the best way to kind of just jump into this is to just say that what I did was I sat down. So oftentimes people come to me and they'll say, what does it feel like to be healed? And I always say, I'm still working on that. I'm liberated. And I know I've talked about this before in prior podcasts, but healing is a lifelong process. And there's a lot to overcome, especially when things have occurred from so early in life. And I'd like to say, at least for myself, I think it really started at conception in my mother's womb, because I was conceived out of wedlock, and it was hidden initially. And so there was probably this sense of abandonment and this lie of being unloved from the very beginning. Emotionally being attached to your mother as a baby in the womb, obviously feelings and all that are experienced. Now, I don't know the scientific aspect of that necessarily, but I know the spiritual aspect of that in dealing with going through my experience. So what I wanted to kind of tackle today was the lies that I was fed over the years. Now, this list is not all inclusive. I wish it was. There's probably a lot more out there that I just haven't really dove into yet. But the intention behind reading this list is because I think in this list, there's probably something that you can relate to. And the purpose behind sharing this with you is to maybe trigger something in you to go to that part of your heart that maybe is still suffering, something in you, a lie that you're carrying about yourself that you want to keep pushing aside. And the Lord wants to heal us in all ways. He wants us to be fully united with Him and feel His security and love. And as long as we keep ourselves attached to these secrets or lies in our lives, we can't receive that fully, and He wants that desperately for us. So I'm going to go ahead and tackle this list. I will also say that I'm very fortunate and blessed to be in a position where I've worked on a lot of this already. So it's easier for me to talk about this, to read it, to kind of announce the lies, and make them, you know, say them out loud. But it took some time to get to that point. And so don't feel like you're failing at healing or not overcoming something if you're not quite there yet, because these things take time, and it takes the Lord, and it takes, you know, work and prayer and love of self to overcome these things. So some of the lies in my life that I've had to overcome. You were a mistake. You are a disappointment. You are a burden. Your problems aren't as bad as others. You are a filthy, dirty little girl. You are a bad Catholic. You're a bad daughter. You aren't smart enough. Your body was meant to please others. You are worthless. You are an embarrassment. You don't deserve to be a mother. You aren't allowed to complain. You aren't allowed to feel sad. You must accept the bad things that happen to you. You will never be loved. God doesn't love you. Mary is disgusted by you. Your children will abandon you if they find out who you really are. You are insignificant. You are a liar. You are a cheat. You will never be forgiven. How could you ever forgive yourself? You don't deserve to be happy. You don't deserve to be alive. So be grateful that God tolerates you. So, yeah, that's a rough list. And it's hard to admit those things, because in those lies, there's still hurt, there's still pain, there's still healing to be done. But I think what happens is, for me, and I've talked about this often, is that outside of the issue of conception and being born out of wedlock and all of that, I think the earliest trigger for me was abuse, being abused at, you know, 6, 7 years old, and immediately wanting to keep it a secret, immediately feeling shame, and immediately feeling like I've done something wrong. that's how it began. That's kind of where the secrets and lies started for me. And I never felt like there was someone there to be in my corner. And it's not because anyone was doing anything directly to push me away or to make me feel that way. I mean, my parents loved me, but I didn't have trust. I didn't have confidence. I didn't have God in my heart enough to feel like someone was going to be on my side. So instead, I kept it, I kept the secrets. I began to lie to keep the secrets. And then those lies began to build up in my heart. And so then for me, my escape would be to, go into these occult practices, for instance. Also, I just remember, and I'm pretty sure I've probably told this story before, but I remember as a little girl sitting in, I shared a room with my sisters, and there really wasn't a lot of privacy in my house, but I remember sitting in my closet, in this dark closet with stuff all piled up in it, and sitting on top of the pile of stuff and with the door closed in the dark, and I would just sob. I would sob. I would fantasize about being taken away somewhere. I would, it was really very devastating to think back at it now at this kind of brokenness inside of me that was just getting pushed down and pushed down and pushed down, because on the outside I had to believe, and I had to make everyone else believe, that I was perfectly fine, that I was the perfect child, I was doing all the right things, I was, I was such a grown up, I was so mature, just these lies, this complete identity crisis, this complete made up person, really is, and when I look at it now, I think, geez, there's like, who was I really? All I wanted was to be loved. All I wanted was to experience that comfort and protection and embrace of love. And because I didn't receive it in the way that was good and true and right, my idea of that was so disfigured. And so that's how love began to equate to sex. And so from the time of abuse and then rape and onward from there. But my belief in love was completely surrounded by this idea that I had to perform sexually for somebody in order for them to love me. And again, another lie. So when people say, like, how did you know that you were possessed, or how did the evil one enter? I think we're pretty sure the defining moment of that was through my abortion and the occult activities that followed there. But that weakening of my soul, that darkness that I was filling myself with, was a gradual progression. It was this just gradual rejection of God through these lies that had been creeping into my life. And I didn't know how to overcome it. And maybe I didn't want to overcome it because it became normal and safe for me to kind of buy into this person that I thought I was. So I just continued, and I didn't really, there were definitely moments in my life where there was just this feeling of God being close to me, sometimes just a fleeting moment of oh, he is here, or he does exist, or he does love me. But immediately that would be kind of squashed with something. Oh, but wait a second. Like, he doesn't love you as much as this person because, like, look at what you've done, you know? And so there was just this constant battle. You know, I'd like to say the lights didn't go completely out, praise God. And, but it was pretty dark in there, and it was just this tar and muck just piling up inside my heart and, making it much easier to leave myself vulnerable and open to the evil one. And, you know, that's what sin is, right? Like, sin is leaving ourselves open and vulnerable to rejecting goodness, because God is always where goodness is. There's, you know, and so even when we're doing something that's kind of, you know, a little bit off or whatever, and if we can bring him back into that, we can still bring that goodness back into our lives. We're not completely detached from it. But when we reject and reject and reject and don't make room for that, the evil one invades that space. And so I think that it's, you know, outside of dealing with my situation, with an oppression, affliction of some sort, I think in many ways we are in a constant growth and battle for always moving towards the Lord. And, you know, not that we're constantly, you know, being attacked, and it's not that, you know, God wants us to be happy. He wants us to live full lives. He wants us to be joyful. He wants all good things for us. But, you know, there is sin in the world, and there is evil, and we do have to work at overcoming that. But I think that we have to be honest with ourselves. And if we don't tackle what's at the core, these lies, the secrets that we may have, we all have them. We all have them. I mean, some of us, maybe they're very small, but none of us is perfect. None of us has experienced the completeness of love, of the Father, like of knowing our identity in Christ so perfectly that there's no lie, there's no secret, there's no obstacle or sin. We all have something. And so we're always working towards overcoming that, healing from that. But we have to, I think where we fall is when we forget that, that it takes work. You know, it took work to get from where I was to where I am today. And every time I got kind of complacent or lazy, I got a reminder of that, whether it was through, you know, sin or, you know, just lack of prayers or whatever the case may be. So God does give us that little nudge sometimes, like, hey, hold on, like, you know, you got to keep going forward. It is work, and it's not always easy to live a Christian life. It's the world makes it very difficult. And I think it becomes more and more difficult as the years go on. Our world today is anti-Christian. So, and the lies are everywhere. I mean, just through all, it's just like sin is plastered up for all of us to just see on a daily basis. And with that comes all the lies behind those sins. And, you know, that even if it comes down to something that I think of, like when my kids were younger and what they perceived as beauty, and, you know, these women who are just put out there for show, like, or pornography, or not even that bad, not even just pornography, but just like you open a magazine and the women are so perfectly put together, and that's a lie. So the lie becomes then, oh, I don't look like that, so I must not be beautiful. And so you see how in everything that hits us in the world, there are lies behind many of those things. The only place we will not experience those lies is through the Lord. You know, God brings us to truth always. So if we are keeping ourselves rooted in Him, you know, keeping ourselves at the foot of the cross, you know, surrounding ourselves with holiness, with holy friends, with good, you know, people who encourage us in our faith, when we continue our prayer life, when we go to the sacraments, when we reject evil, that is bringing us towards goodness. But it takes work. So I think ultimately that's kind of my where I'm going with this today is that, yes, I'm liberated, but I'm still working. I'm still working really hard. I'm working hard at healing. I'm working hard at living. I'm working hard at just living in that identity of Christ and what comes with that. I'm working hard at that. And it's beautiful. And I love it. And I love that I can work towards something that's so rewarding and everlasting, right? But you know, I'm weak and sometimes I don't work. And when I don't work, things creep back in. So we're just in that constant state of moving forward and not staying stale. And but you have to let the secrets go. You have to bring the secrets to light. You have to overcome the lies in order to overcome the enemy. So, and you can only do that through Christ. And so, I guess my push today for everybody, your homework, if you want to call it, is that I read that list, but sit down and write down your own list. What are the lies? What are the lies that the evil one is putting in your heart? And write that list and then look at that list and think, where do I need to begin? What do I need to start dissecting here that's going to bring me to greater healing, that's going to drive me away from evil, that's going to bring me in union with the Lord, closer to the Lord? And that's really what we're all striving for, right? So that being said, I know that's I'm a little bit all over the place today, but my mind kind of was jumping because really this came from just what had happened to me prior with someone really just feeding me a lie about myself. And it's what kind of disconnected me from doing my podcast and doing some other things for a while, which I spoke about in my last podcast. But and it made me realize that it's very easy and it happens very quickly. Those lies, even when we think we've overcome some of them, sometimes we need to step back and take some time to really evaluate. Did I really get to the root of that? Did I really let God in that place to heal my heart in that place so that I might start to think that way? But then I realized, no, my identity is in Christ and this is a lie. And so, so this really came from just thinking more about that situation and how it's important for us to commit and to continue the work, to pray, to support each other, and to reject the lies of the evil one. Okay, friends, that being said, let's just end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Until next time, God bless.